Well, hello and welcome. It is the Thursday, the 4th of April, 2024. This is, of course, the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you are well and having a great week. Now, for me, it's been back to work this week. And as always, when we go back to work, there's loads to catch up on, which was certainly a case for me on Tuesday. Monday wasn't much better either, actually. On call, day I do the podcast normally, ended up being called out miles away and didn't get back till quite late. So everything was a little bit of a rush. But that's the joys of working and running a podcast together, isn't it? Now, I've got to admit, tomorrow I have actually got the day off once again. A very short week, 3-day week at work for me. I've got tomorrow off because I'm going to the Ideal Home Show in London. And I'm going there because Lee Connolly, Skinny Jim Garner, big supporter of this podcast, of course, he is doing a few talks there. Very good friend of mine, as I'm sure you are aware. He's doing a few talks, and I thought I'd go along and support him. But we're also going to have a look at some of the garden items that are there. I remember when I went to the Ideal Home Show a few years ago now, it's where I first met VeggiePod and had a great start to a good relationship with him. So I've got to keep fostering that. It's one of the reasons I like going to some of these shows. I haven't been to the Ideal Home Show for a number of years, though, but it's something to think about. Now, something I had to happen to me today that, well, initially, at first, it made me panic and then laugh. It was a review I had on Spotify. As you know, I always try and get some reviews and ratings on the podcast providers. iTunes and Spotify seem to be the most likely ones that people are doing this. I'm not sure what all the others do, but Spotify in particular, we have this function where on the end of each podcast you can just leave a comment, which is great. It really is. And the comment that we had, well, we had two today, one from Lynn, but the other one that made me panic and laugh, it read, "This is a joke. I didn't like the discount code for Premier Seed. That's where I started to panic. Carry on. Did I need Dragon's Egg Cucumber Seed? No. Did I buy them? Yes, along with 14 other packets that I didn't need." Yeah, initially panic and then I laughed. So that was quite a review and a relief. It just goes to show for me that the message is getting through. Now, this is quite a hot topic because obviously cucumbers are a hot topic. This is something that everybody seems to be sowing this week. And those Dragon's Egg cucumbers I sowed on Sunday, and all of them have germinated and they're a few centimeters tall already, and in fact I'm just starting to see some of the true leaves as well. So these are pretty quick to germinate and grow on well. But today we sowed the Market More cucumbers from this month's gift pack. Now, Market More is a really good reliable cucumber. They can be grown both in the greenhouse and outdoors, so that's why I've included them in the packet. They produce lots of green, usual cucumbers that are tasty. They're very, very popular. They're pretty much grown in the same way as growing a dragon's egg, but I didn't do the dragon's egg this month because Market More are just a bit more productive, and I think really that's what you want from these seeds. Now, what I've done, I've just taken the seeds and I've pushed it into the compost about 1 centimetre deep. And then I've placed it in my heated propagator. Now, these seeds do need to be above 21 degrees C to germinate. So germination, as I've already shown, can take 1 or 2 days. And they, as long as they're kept above 12 degrees C with plenty of light after germination, they will grow quite well. As I said, the dragon's egg sown on Sunday, and they are, well, they're at the point they're just in a heated propagator without a lid on, so they're doing very, very well, and I'm really starting to see roots come through. So these are quite quick growing. I have started the Market More in some of our plug plant trainers, and we will pop those out pretty quickly, I think, by the looks of it, and into a bigger pot. But at the end of the day, we're just going to keep them above 12 degrees C until sort of mid-May, when they're going to need to go in their final positions. We're going to make sure, of course, we add plenty of compost. The RHS recommends 2 bucketfuls of compost per each plant. So depends how many cucumbers you're growing. If you're sowing all of them, that's 40 buckets. I'm not sure you're going to need that many cucumbers, but you never know. You might like cucumbers, so that could be well worth doing. Anyway, plant them in well, water them in well, and let them grow. Once they start flowering, start to feed with a tomato feed, and of course keep the humidity up if they are in a greenhouse. Pretty soon we'll see cucumbers, and then just harvest cucumbers as required. Really easy, really tasty, and incredibly simple. I went into a bit more on Monday's podcast. I'm sure you've all listened to that. But very, very easy. And next week, we actually have a delicious cucumber recipe coming out, and it sounds absolutely delicious. Now, it is a Thursday, and as I'm sure you are aware, on Thursday, I like to share my plans for the weekend on the hope that it might just give you a few ideas of a few things that you would want to do yourself. So Saturday morning, I'm going to go down to the allotment. I go down pretty much every day, but Saturday morning is when I concentrate on some of the bigger jobs. So on Saturday, what I'm going to do is concentrate on tidying up inside the second greenhouse. This is a greenhouse that hasn't been glazed yet. And also the gooseberry area. We get quite a few brambles in this area, and I just want to get them all tidied up. And we're going to start putting them into use. So it's kind of important that we just get them all cleared, tidy, and ready to go. After that, if I've got time, I'm hoping to tidy up the hazel sticks and just start getting those trimmed and ready for use in our broad bean, in our bean beds and pea beds later on this year. Now, I would like to mow the grass as well down there, but because it is just still so wet, I don't think that is going to be possible. Then at home, I'm going to be sorting out behind my shed. I keep all my plastic pots and terracotta pots, for that matter, behind my shed in an area that I think they are going to be hidden. The trouble is it's difficult to get to, so it becomes a bit of a mess. So I just want to tidy up behind there. I keep all my plastic pots into dustbins behind there, which works out quite well. We've got a few water butts behind there as well, but everything behind it just needs a bit of a big tidy up, get them all tidied away. We're going to be using quite a few, of course, and just make sure that they are ready. We're also going to pot up some of our cabbages into bigger pots before they go down to the allotment. We're going to get some in the ground here at home as well. I'm trying to do a test with the cabbages. That's why they're not going down the allotment just yet. We're going to give it a week because I'm doing something to test out these cabbages on pigeon resistance. We'll put it like that. All this does depend on the weather, of course, but if it's raining, then it's going to be a big session inside the greenhouse, sowing seeds, potting up seeds. We've got more leeks we want to sow, Brussels sprouts, cabbages, cauliflower. What else can we sow this weekend? Nasturtiums, we have marigolds for companion planting, lots of different plants like that we could really do with getting sown. And of course, lots and lots of vegetables, beans. Might be a little bit too early for beans, but it's something to think about. Pumpkins, squashes, melons. Melons are on the list for Sunday, of course, on the Supporters Club. Anyway, I'm going to wrap this one up for tonight. Hope that's given you a few ideas for the weekend. And I hope to see you again. Well, I'll speak to you again on Sunday. Until then, please take care.